due to the freezing cold weather, I was thinking about the issue that comes up, I think probably like in every public place, in every shul, in every place where there are different people that are used to different things, and that is fighting over the thermostat. You know, do you open the window? Can you close the window? This one's hot, this one's cold, this one wants it cooler, this one wants it hotter. Is there any halacha that dictates who gets the right to have a window open, a window closed, to have a thermostat turned higher, an air conditioner turned on or off, a heater turned on or off? So I came across in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah from Rav Spitz in Yerushalayim. He's a Rav in Ramot. He writes up interesting sugyas in Chosh Mishpat. So the closest sugya he was able to find, which is remarkable because you would think that this is something that says, you know, that has been going on for a long time, that some people are cold, some people are hot, and there are ways to control it in one way or another. The closest he's able to find is in the second parak of Maseches Basra and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that there were these that Amar Rav Yosef Havalei Hanu Talu Da Havu Asu Umni V'Yasi Tusayu. Rav Yosef Havalei Hanu Talu. Rav Yosef had certain date trees, date palms, that apparently were right near the border of someone else's chatzer, and that other person who had that chatzer was a bloodletter. That's what he did for a living. People would come to his chatzer, he'd poke them and pierce them and puncture whatever, and they would let out some blood for them, and that was considered very, very healthy. And because there was a lot of blood in the other guy's chatzer, so it would attract ravens. Ravens would come, these birds would come to eat the blood, and then the ravens would get blood all over the dates on Rav Yosef's trees. So that was very annoying to Rav Yosef, that these dates were all getting messed up. So Amar Lahu Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Afikuli kurkur mehacha. Get the korkor out of here. Get these korkors out of here. So what's a korkor? It says machlokas in the Rishonim, what Rav Yosef's problem was. Was it that his dates were getting all bloody? Or was it, onomatopoeia, that a korkor is the sound that the birds make. So he says, get the korkor, you know, like that, out of here. Right? The noise is annoying me. They make too much noise. Not that the dates are getting dirty. So I'm like, Abai v'agramuhu. He says, but it's only a grumma, it's an indirect nezikin. He doesn't have the ability to force them to go away. They're just bloodletting, and it's the ravens that are coming and doing it. They're not bringing the ravens in. It's just it's very indirect. So he said, no, zosomeres grumma b'nezikin aser. You're not allowed to do grumma b'nezikin either. Says Gemara, but va'achzik luhu. But over here, there's a chazaka that these guys have been doing bloodletting for a long time. Rav Yosef never had a problem in the past, so you can't just wake up one morning after they've been using this property in this way for so long and say now it bothers me. The Gemara says, yeah, but certain things you are allowed to just wake up one morning and say, even though I've tolerated it for so long, I can no longer tolerate it. For example, a beis hakisei, a smoky area. You could say, I thought I'd be able to handle the smoke, or I was able to handle it for a short while, but it's just too much. I just can't handle it anymore, and you're allowed to stop them from continuing to annoy you in that way. And Rav Yosef says that Anina Datai, I am an istinus, I'm highly sensitive, and therefore having these ravens, either with their noise or the blood that they're leaving on my fruits, is annoying enough to me that it's considered something that I'm allowed to have a taina, I'm allowed to stop you from doing. So this halacha is paskind in Choshen Mishpat, in Hilchas Nizkei Shechenim, in Simen Kuf Nun Hei Si'if Lamites, that someone who has a chazaka, that he's able to do certain activities in the field, even though it's indirectly damaging his neighbor, if it's something that a person is going to be very annoyed by and may not be and is a significant nuisance, the neighbor can say, stop doing it. I want you, even though you've been doing it for so long, I want you to stop doing it. And says the Rama, V'hu adin kol nezek gadol she'ein adam yachal lesovlo. Any major nezek, any major damage that a person is unable to tolerate, the same would apply. That if I can't tolerate it, you have no right to do it. So Rav Spitz suggests that maybe that's the closest source we have for our issue over here. For the issue of someone who's cold, and they're opening up a window, and it's winter time, and it's considered to be a big nuisance, it's considered to be a nezek gadol, for you to open up a window in the wintertime, or if it's summertime and it's hot, for you to close the window and stop any breeze from coming in, that's considered to be a nezek gadol, that a person has the ability to stop someone else from doing. However, there's a chazan ish, which I had here a second ago. Oh, it's right here, right under my nose. The Chazon Ish discusses in Baba Basra, Simen Yud Gimel, Os Yud Aleph, that let's say you buy an apartment, and in your apartment building, the neighbor has a baby. And babies, there's this thing with babies that they don't, you know, the expression sleep like a baby, it's not really true. Babies don't really sleep very well. Babies wake up in the middle of the night, they scream, they cry, you don't know what's wrong. You know, it happens all the time. So you have a neighbor who has a baby, and he's annoying because the baby keeps you up all night. And let's say the person is a chola and he needs his rest, and the baby's keeping him up at night. So can he have a taina that you got to move out, or you got to move your baby out of this house because he's making too much noise at night? So the Chazon Ish says, no, that's ridiculous. Even if you're a chola and the baby's keeping you up at night, when you buy an apartment, that's sort of the deal. The deal is that, you know, the reason apartments are cheaper than single unit housing is because apartments come with noise. Single unit housing doesn't come with that same noise. So that's sort of what you're getting yourself into when you buy an apartment. As long as it's a reasonable usage that people would normally use it for, you have to be able to tolerate it. So, says the Chazon Ish, it would turn out, according to the Chazon Ish, at least says Rav Spitz, that if let's say you have a shul where a lot of people are in shul, and it's somewhat warm, and people want to open the window and let a breeze in and make it colder, but there's a chola who, if he catches a cold, it could be very dangerous for him, and it could make him very, very ill. The halacha is, the chola has no right to demand that you keep the window closed. Even though he's a chola, even though he's sick, he has no right to demand that, because that's a reasonable thing that you could expect people to do in a public location, in a public place. So if it's a situation, Rav Spitz argues that the halacha would therefore be, if it's a situation where there's a very clear comfort level, and something that would be uncomfortable for most people, like opening a window in the wintertime, closing a window in the summertime, so then you have the right to say, whoever wants it in the normal way has the right to say you're not allowed to do something that makes it exceedingly uncomfortable. Now, that does not really solve our issue in most cases. In most cases, it's not something that's so clear and objective, meaning they're arguing, should we set the thermostat at 68 or should we set it at 73? Something like that. People are used to different things in their homes and they want different things. So that's not something that's clearly comfortable, clearly uncomfortable. So for that, Spitz writes, and he says, the way he expresses it, or if it's fall or spring, where it's not so clear what's considered too hot, what's considered too cold. So in that situation, he says, people have to be adults and they have to compromise and they have to figure things out, and they have to come up with some sort of agreement that works. So I assume that the same should apply to an air conditioner as well, meaning that it's not only about opening and closing a window, that will be true by an air conditioner as well. I just came across this morning that in Shevet HaLevi, in Chelech HaSimen Shin Zayin, Rav Vazna writes, Asher Shal Be'inyon Kvius Mazgan Be'Beit HaKnesset. You want to set up an air conditioner in a shul that most of the people there would enjoy having an air conditioner. I think Rav Vazna was in Bnei Brak, right? So without air conditioning in Bnei Brak, I don't know, you'd be drenched in sweat in the summertime. You need air conditioning. So most people would find it to be very enjoyable and would allow them to daven better and to learn better in the shul. However, sometimes there are talmidei chachamim uzakeinim ucholim she'ein yicholim lispol kirur hamazgan, that the air conditioner just makes it too cold for them, and they start opening up the windows to let the heat in, to dull the effects of the air conditioner, and then that makes the mazgan work for no reason, because it's just you're wasting all the money on all the electricity. So he says, "Be'ikur kviyas mazgan v'ugarim tzar l'achem she'ni chol mispol v'yesh gam chashash choli." Since there's a chashash choli for these people to set up an air conditioner, he points to a different sif in Shulchan Aruch. The very next siman in Kuf Nun Vav Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes that if you have a store in a courtyard, the neighbors can say, I don't want you having a store in our residential area. It's too noisy. There's too much stuff coming. This is also from the second parak of Maseches Baba Basra. You're banging away with the hammer all night. I can't sleep at night. Then the Rama writes, V'yeshomer dekol masha osu b'chanuso b'beso, afilu l'chadchila in nichol nimchos. Some say that whatever I'm doing in my house, whatever I'm doing in my store, you can't say anything. However, the dafka b'nei adam b'riim, that's only healthy people, avalimim cholim, umikol mazik lahem, yicholim limchos. But if there are sick people and the noise that's being made is going to hurt them, then they can make a macha, then they can object to it. So he points to this Ramah, Rav Vazna points to this Ramah, that b'makom chola, where it's going to be damaging, a chazaka is not going to help. Even if you had a chazaka, that we always had air conditioning here, and no one ever had a problem with it, if there's a chola, it's not going to help. And he quotes a few other passages in the Ramah, that would be the case. So since the Zakim Chola is also a shutaf in the Beis HaKnesses, they're also partners in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis Medrash, you can't tell him, no, go daven somewhere else if you don't like it. A Chola has the right to make such an objection. However, he says, Kayom yere de einav shalimchos al etzem haskanas hamazgan denasa bizmanu tkufa shalanu kichelik normali meyishuv adira. He says, I don't think you can object to the installation of an air conditioner, because that's considered to be a very normal thing. But so you can't take away the right to put in an air conditioner. But if a chola is complaining that the air conditioner is bothering him, so then you're allowed to. He has the right to say not to do it. It seems that's against what Rav Spitz writes in Mishpatei Torah. Rav Spitz thinks if it's boiling hot in there, like Bnei Brak in the summertime, and the chola. And the chola is bothered by it, so let the chola go somewhere else. Most people, it's considered to be damaging everybody else. The hot air is considered to be damaging everybody else. He thinks the chola only makes a difference if everything else is even. If there's no clear too hot, too cold, if it's like the 68 or 73 argument about where to set the thermostat. So it seems that this is a machlokas aposkim. It seems to me that none of these sources are really right on the mark over here, that none of them are exactly clear to clearly give us an indication of what the halacha would be. It would seem this would be one of those areas where you just have to demand pshara, that people have to figure it out, people have to get along and figure out what makes sense and what can work for everybody. Okay.